talk to Elspeth Thompson, family lawyer, national spokesman for the organisation Resolution. I'm just trying to work out how this is going to work, because at 7, 8, 9, a child wouldn't necessarily have the proactive agency to say, right, I am going to start a legal process to see the grandparent that my mother doesn't want me to see.
Absolutely, and it would have to be the adult who would initiate any action about that. At the moment, when the court decides anything about children, it has to have the child's welfare as their paramount consideration. And there's a checklist of things that go into welfare, including their wishes. So their wishes would come into it, but somebody else would have to make an application to get a judge to think about it in the first place.
Okay, so if it comes not direct from the child, then from who?
It would have to be either the person who's not seeing the child. So in Jane's case, it would have been Jane who would have needed to make an application to see her granddaughter.
Oh, I see. So it is, in a sense, a legal right for the grandparent. But it's just the grandparent needs to ask the question, and the child then has the right to answer it. Is that right?
Yes, and children have a right to family life. They've got their European Article Human Rights, the Human Rights Act, right to family life. So the child's already got a right to family life, but for somebody on their behalf has got to make sure that bites and that takes effect. So a child at 7 isn't going to be able to either think, I've got a right to see my grandparent, or do anything about it. Somebody else needs to help them with it.
Do you think this will change the situation for lots of grandparents, estranged grandparents?
Well, what's going to happen at the moment? For the law changed about 5 years ago for parents to include a presumption that the involvement of a parent in a child's life is good for the child. Before that, there wasn't that presumption. And I think what the campaigners here are looking for is to change it, to extend that to grandparents and even extended family members. So there's a presumption, a starting point, that the best thing for children is to have grandparents and extended family in their life.
Thank you, Elspeth. Go on, were you going to say something else?
No, I was just going to say, so that's going to be the change. And of course, if somebody made a court application, it would all be about what's in the children's best interests. And as Jane said, that is the most important thing for any court. What's the children have to be front and centre.
Thank you very much. Well, let's see what happens to grandmothers, grandfathers who've lost touch, really sadly, with their grandson, granddaughter, because of their child's divorce.